the situation of the gospel text today, we see two in particular who are highlighted: the role of Judas as Jesus' betrayer, providing the opportunity alone, separate from the crowds, in which the chief priests can send their soldiers to take him captive without a riot breaking out. And the person of Peter, who in his great zeal promises that he will never leave Jesus, that he would lay down his life for him, that he's willing and ready to do so. And yet Jesus speaks very candidly to him today about his upcoming betrayal. Actually, I guess we use the word denial, but in some sense, we have two characters who are experiencing the extreme of their humanity. Judas, his despair and his understanding of who Jesus is and his willingness to turn him over for money. And Peter, in his own desire to try and preserve his own life and denying Jesus. What it highlights for us today is our humanity. In a very simple way, its brokenness. And it is a reminder for us to not put confidence in our ability, in ourself. You know, it doesn't take very long living as a believer to come face to face with the limitations of your strength. It doesn't take long at all. And the invitation for us in that moment, obviously, there is invitation for us in our freedom, in our discipline, in our virtue to grow in character, to grow in strength, to put boundaries, to put things in place in order to keep us from falling into sin. All of these things are normal spiritual life of creating all of these things. But I think most importantly, we need to put our trust in God's merciful love. Because if we go through this process of strength building and virtue and all of these things, which we should be in the process, there's a great temptation for that to turn into pride. Look what I am able to do on my own. And so often that ends up only in exterior manifestation. It doesn't actually change the heart of the person. That is in the process with God. And so I guess we have the example of brokenness. We have the example of humanness. We have what we normally respond with in our attempts to strengthen ourselves. But I think we would do much better if we were to focus first and foremost on God's merciful love. So often we can, when early on, I'd leave the confessional after going to confession myself, and I'd head out of the confessional and I would be set and determined, I'm not going to do those things again. Don't ever want to have to confess those again. I'm not going back in there. Me. I. What I really should have been doing in that moment is leaving the confessional, rejoicing at having encountered the merciful love of God. and being changed by it. For so many years, it was just a building of setting my face like flint towards this reality. And I missed all of these opportunities to actually rejoice in the merciful love of God. Because in rejoicing in the merciful love of God, of being loved first, then we have the ability to actually do the good that we want to do and to avoid doing the evil that we don't want to do. But it is the encounter with his merciful love that then gives us the motivation, that inspires, that leads to the transformation. Simply put, do not put your trust in yourself. A gospel message is not a proclamation of my strength, of your strength. It is a proclamation of the merciful love of God, which meets us in our weakness. This is primary in the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it is necessary for us to be able to receive that and enter into it and to abide in that merciful love if we are to enter into the transformation that we long for. Amen.